simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And our guest today is Jeremy Sisto from FBI. How are you, Jeremy? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you've been asked lots of questions, wouldn't I, in the tour, right? You look, gotta love those tours, right?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. We've been all over the board on our topics, actually. I start to get resistant to answering the questions and we end up taking tangents, but I'll try to stay on task today.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Good. Greg, first question.
Yeah. Hey, so that was kind of fun. I caught you on the quotes quiz or something you did on Netflix. That was hilarious.
What was it?
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't see it.
What was it called? What was it?
Yeah. It was like a quotes quiz. Like people would give you were reading lines from different movies or shows and then you had to guess what they were. It was kind of funny.
Oh, how'd I do? Oh yeah. One of them was like something I was in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, so cool. So FBI, that's a cool show. So Neil and I were just talking. Did you take over for Julian McMahon, or how did that come down?
No, he was on the Most Wanted show. So I'm on the original Law and Order, and yeah, me and the two leads were the only ones that were on the original FBI from the beginning. And I'm like the head of the headquarters, the war room, the Most Wanted team is the team that is the other show. This is the late night spinoff, and then they travel around the country tracking down the worst criminals, the Most Wanted.
Looking for Neil and his friends. How did you land that role on FBI?
Well, I had done Law and Order with Dick, and he brought me in. I was on a show called Ice at the time that I was really, really enjoying. It was kind of in one of those weird windows in this streaming world where it was kind of hard to watch the show unless you had a certain device, and so that was kind of frustrating. And when Dick told me about this, it sounded really nice to be on something that was where the audience was, you were clear who was going to be watching it. And also it was, it was an exciting idea because in considering the role, I was looking into how the FBI really works to prevent and solve crimes in New York. And they have this amazing mechanism where they have 50 different representatives from 50 different organizations. They all pile into one room when there's an active shooter and they try to, try to solve it. And it's it's one person conducting the whole thing. And it's kind of a pretty complex and intricate sort of being. And so I was excited to try to really make that thing work as a device in a procedural. And that's why I'm still there. The character is great and they write really cool things for him. But I really love the idea of trying to make this work,
You know what, Jeremy, it's really interesting is Dick Wolf is such a genius. What makes him so amazing in coming up with these law type shows? What do you think it is?
I think his instincts probably, I think he's got really good casting into instincts. And then he has a real, I think he has a real connection to his audience. Like he just has an instinct to like, my audience is going to, the audience of this show is going to be like, they're going to want to turn the channel if we go in this direction. This is what they're here for. Let's find a way to stay in here. And I don't think he micromanages. I think he's, he can't, how could you? You have all these different shows on, but he can very quickly make decisions that have a huge impact on whether or not the show is going to be able to exist in the future and be something that can be useful in society in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, that it's, there's something timeless about it,
Yeah. So you told us a little bit about your character in charge of the war room. Let's dig into that a little bit. Tell us more about your character.
He's very good at this job. It's a, you know, it's a challenging job. You know, you're making quick decisions, and but it's not, not on the street. His life isn't at risk most of the time. He does go out sometimes and gets into some scraps, and this week that happens. But in general, the, you know, he is about results, you know, and he loves people. He loves, you know, empowering people, utilizing people's, you know, for their skills, what they're great at, and bringing the best out of people, all that kind of leadership stuff. And his personal life has been pretty, his character has been pretty explored pretty deeply. He's got a lot of stuff going on. You know, he's an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, and has had some ethically sort of ambiguous periods in his past. He's got a ex-wife, a couple of kids, a son who's gone through cancer. He's had one of his girlfriends, who was also an agent, be shot, and so he's really a story of somebody who is who's had some dark past and is trying to stay on the right path amidst, you know, making very difficult decisions between personal life and his profession. And so this episode is something that really explores that in a new way.
Well, it's crazy to know, and I'm going to tell this to Greg, and then Greg has his question. He asks all our celebrities, so you have to be wide awake for this one, Jeremy, because he's going to hit you hard. What our professionals who serve and protect us, Greg and Jeremy, yeah, are just amazing, because they are able to bring home, be able to handle it, and then go back to their home life after such traumatic things they go through. It's unbelievable. And it's, yeah, it is. Go ahead, Greg, with the question. It's going to hit Jeremy over the head. Go ahead.
All right, Jeremy, here we go. It's a nice softball for you, first thing in the morning. So tell me, Jeremy, what do you feel is the most important thing in life you've ever learned?
Oh, okay. I'm hoping I haven't learned it yet, because I need some answers, honestly. No, I'm just kidding. What is the most important thing I've learned in life? I mean, it just kind of depends on what you're talking about. You know, right now I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to, get these kids out and get these kids into the world and trying to make them better than me, you know what I mean? Like trying to, that's a challenge. That's a challenging thing, you know? I mean, so, if you're talking about acting, it's like, or some kind of work, some kind of flow state kind of vibe. For me, it's like, I guess the biggest thing for me is that I had to learn was that I am my own person. How my brain works is unique. That's how I have to see it, because I found myself for so long trying to do things the way other people do them, you know, feeling like I should be doing this a certain way. And I really needed to figure out, like, I am who I am, and I need to listen to that voice, because that's the only voice that really counts. There's going to be just a ton of people out there who are going to profit off of saying, I know what's right. I know what's right for you. I know what's right for, and there was just a long period of time where I was like trying to hear that, you know, and it wasn't until I, you know, it started with acting, where I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do something this strange with my life, I got to figure out a way to do it my own way. And so I guess that's probably a pretty big lesson that I've learned and try to continue to learn.
I think that's a fantastic lesson for sure. We can check it out tomorrow. The new episode drops tomorrow, FBI on CBS, right? And check you out and check out this new storyline. It's going to be really amazing for your fans, right?
I think it's going to hit pretty hard. I haven't seen it, but Benito Martinez, great actor, is playing with me in it. And I think it's a really good one. So yeah, please tune in.
All right. And that was special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and celebrity interviews live from the Grotto. Greg Hanna, guys, take care.